I get over them.
Yeah, so let's start with what we already talked through last time, and then we'll go further. So last time we mentioned the kash of the haflah. The Gemara is a machlekes between Abai and Rava. What's the what's halach this? We have halacha of kimud ravine with an afim apostle, and in lo you also that if you have misa moment, the person's chayav misa moment at the same time. So he's parted from the moment. The misa part is the moment. Chunya ben Akana holds the same thing applies not only to chayav misa is based in, but likewise to a chayav karas. Machlekes Abai and Rava, where Rav Chunya ben Akana learned that out from. Abai learns that from Lo Yosayim, Osin Osayim, and we're also with the Odom, and we're also with the Shemayim. And Rava learns it out from another pasuk, Vim Halam Yalimu, Amorz, his name, and Yishu, Vesamtim Yispone, Korish Li Kimisa Shalachem. I think Mara looks for Nafkamina. What's the Nafkamina between Abai and Rava? Where's Nafkamina Gabi Misa Vede Shemayim? That's the next sukkah. But Daflo asked, why didn't the Gemara say a different Nafkamina? Because the halacha is, by Mises Beistin does not only patter for Mammon. Mises Beistin also patters for Malkus. Person was chayav Mises Beistin and Malkus at the same time. Mises Beistin patters for Malkus. And that's learned out from Kedei Rishosai. A different pasuk. The pasuk of Kedei Rishosai will learn out that two halachas really. First of all, that Mises patters for Malkus. And secondly, that Malkus patters for Mammon. That's sugyas later on. But there's halacha of Kedei Rishosai that will learn out. It says by Malkus, Kedei Rishosai by Mispar. We'll learn out from there that you can't be chayav Malkus and another Einish at the same time. So Malkus and Momon can't be chayav both. So which one are you chayav? So we'll learn out from Sukkim, it's Misa, not Malkus. Malkus and Momon, you can't be chayav both. So which one are you chayav? So later on, Machlekes of Yechon and Ula, but we pass like of Yechon and Malkus and not Momon. So that's all learned out from the Pasuk of Kedei Rishosai. But Linyanena right now, just to what we need to remember for the time being, is that Misa patters from Malkus. So Misa patters from Momon, that's the parsha of Lo Yosayim, and Misa Patas from Malkus from a different parasha from Kedei Rishosai. So that Flo asked, what about Chorus? Does Chorus Patas from Malkus? According to him, the Chunya ben Akona, would Chorus Patas from Malkus? Says the Haflo, L'Chayr, it should depend. If we're going to get out, Agzer Shova Osayim Osayim, so then it's limited to the halachas it says in the parasha of Osayim. In Lo Yosayim, it's talking about Misa Umama. So we want to learn out osin osin that Misa is based that Misa that chorus is like that osin b'dei shamayim is like Misa is based in legabi the parsha of lo yosin. That's legabi through a moment, but it's nothing to do with Malkus. But it's not a global gzera shava. Chorus is like Misa is based in every regard. It's a specific gzera shava in the parsha of lo yosin. The Torah says lo yosin that Misa patas for a moment. We have gzera shava osin osin. That tells me that the same way Misa patas for a moment, Chorus also patas for a moment. But it's in the parsha of Lo Yosayim. It doesn't tell me that Misa and Chorus are, that Misa's based and the Chorus are like each other in every regard. So when it comes to Misa and Malkus, which is a different parsha, Mechatesa, that Chorus should be the same. Masha'enkein, according to Rava, there's a Torah said a hekesh Chorus shalika Misa shalachem. Didn't say it in the context of the din of Lo Yosayim. The Torah just suggested in general, a general hekesh. The Chorus Shalika Misa Shalachem. That hekesh of Chorus, of Imhalem Yalimu and so on, the parsha of Chorus Shalika Misa Shalachem was not in the context of Lo Yosayim or in the context of Kedei Rishosai or any particular context. It's just a general hekesh that Chorus Shalika Misa Shalachem, and if Chorus Shalika is Kemisa Shalachem, and Misa Shalachem has two halachas, that it patas from Mammon, Lo Yosayim, and that it patas from Malkus, from Kedei Rishosai, well, Chorus Shalika is Kemisa Shalachem, so Chorus ought to have both halachas. So the Gemara should have said an afkamina between Abai and Rava, if Chorus patas from Malkus. That was the kasha of the hafla. So the Rishankiv answered, this is already from last time, so the Rishankiv answered, that the halacha of, that Misa patas from Malkus, is Be'etzim ha'halocha, that's only Shayach in the Beis Din. Kedei Rishosai is a pasuk l'gabe Beis Din. B'pila ha'shoifet, it's halocha l'gabe Beis Din. And l'gabe Beis Din, the Torah said Kedei Rishosai, that Beis Din is not Mechayach, Kedei Rishosai. So there, if you have a hekesh of karash shalika misa shalachem, but be'etzim it's not shayach to apply that to the din of k'deir shosei, because k'deir shosei means that Beistin doesn't give to Einshim, and Karas is not an Einshim, Beistin is giving in the first place. So here the Gzeres Shot, the Hekesh rather, of Karas Liki Misa Shalchem is not going to help me. Because even after I have a Hekesh, the Karas Liki Misa Shalchem, I could only learn out there halachas that Be'etzim could be Shayach by Karas. So a Ptur, Mrs. Beistin has a Ptur, Patas from Momen, so Karas could Patas from Momen. But halacha of Gzeres Shosei is Be'etzim halacha in Beistin. And in Beistin, so it doesn't make sense, even if you have a Hekesh, but it just doesn't make sense, Be'etzim, the din itself is not shayach to apply to Karas and Misa, because the din itself is that Beistin doesn't give to Einshim. That's the Teres Lachor with a little bit of amplification, but that's Lachor what the Afloah answers. Now, Lachor, this is how I talk to, I don't remember how much I said last time or not. Lachor, the whole discussion over here, the Afloah, and it was Kashdor of Afloah and the Teres of the Mesankiv, the Nesivis. The whole discussion is a pella. It's a gemara mefreshes. What's the Afloah's kasha and what's the Beisankov's teretz? The Beisankov, what he's discovering in America. It's a gemara mefreshes in Makkos and Daf Yud Gimel, where the gemara says beferish that the aloch of k'deir shoser does not apply to Karas because the pasuk is talking about Beistin and berisha hamesura lebeistin hakos of medaber. So what the teretz of the Beisankov is lechayr a gemara mefreshes. That Berisha Masrula based on the Kosam Dabar, the Gemara says that for that reason, Chorus does not patter for Malkus, despite the fact that it's a Pasuk Deir Shossi, because Berisha Masrula based on the Kosam Dabar. So what's the Bishakiv saying? He doesn't even quote the Gemara. Neither the Aflon nor the Bishakiv quote the Gemara in Malkus Tafi Gimel. Ferish Gemara, what do they want? And just Doyle Achayim, they knew about the Gemara in Malkus. The answer is Poshut. That the Aflon over here, the Bishakiv, the Aflon, they know the Gemara in Makkos. But the Bishakiv is saying a much big, is going way beyond the Poshup Shat in the Gemara in Makkos. Because the Gemara in Makkos is not talking about the Hekesh of Kar Shalik and Misha Shalachem, Rav Nechunya ben Akana. The Gemara in Makkos is not talking about Rav Nechunya ben Akana's Shita Bechlam. We're not going there. Rav Nechunya ben Akana had a new Shita that Karas is like Misa's Beistin with, according to Rova, a Hekesh, Kar Shalik and Misha Shalachem. That's not the discussion over there in Makkos. The Gemara over there in Makkos is saying, stop. There's a Pasuk Kedair Shosah. That a person doesn't get to Einshim. Even though according to Halacha, it says by Malkus, there's a Pasuk Kedair Shosai, that you can't have Malkus together with another Chiv. That's the Pasuk Kedair Shosai. So Gemara, they just ask in Svar, it says Kedair Shosai. That tells me that you can't have Miser, Mammon and Malkus together. This is the Din of Kedair Shosai. So why can't the Pasuk of Kedair Shosai itself tell me that the same way you can't have Malkus with Mrs. Beistin, and the same way you can't have Malkus with Mammon, because it says Kedair Shosai, Mishum Risha Achas, you shouldn't be able to have Malkus with Karas together. Because Mishum Rishachas Atamachayvim, Mishum Shteir Shoyas. So Gemara is just asking, wants to say just from the Pasuk of Kedair Shossi itself. To which the Gemara answers, Berisha Masur based on Akosta Medaber. But that might simply mean, not Aloch in the lumdus of Kedair Shossi, just in the grammar of the Drush itself. The drasha itself of Kedair Shosai was only a gala to me that there's aloch in Kedair Shosai in regard to Risha Masur Lebeistin. Misa Bebeistin, Malkus Bebeistin, Mama Bebeistin. That's where the Torah itself was megala, this is a din of Kedair Shosai. But Karas and Malkus, this is not a Risha Masur, since Karas is not a Risha Masur Lebeistin, it doesn't go into the drasha of Kedair Shosai. It's just, in terms of the drasha, I can't generate that Malkus should patter from the Karas, should patter from Malkus from the Pasuk of Kedair Shosai, because the Pasuk of Kedair Shosai is not talking about Karas. It's talking about things that are in Beistin. That's the Gemara in Malkus. That's the Afloah new. But the Afloah says, okay, that's good if you don't have a new Hekesh of Karas Shalik and Misa Shalachem. But now comes along Rav Nechunya ben Akana, and he's Mechadish, the way Rav understands him, that there's a new Pasuk, a new Hekesh, that Karas Shalik and Misa Shalachem. And that whatever Misa Shalachem could do, whatever Dina Misa Shalachem has, Karas has as well. Says the Afloah. So now, even if the Pasuk of Kedair Shosai by itself is only talking about Risha Masur Lebeistin, but now I have another Pasuk, Karas Shalik and Misa Shalachem, that new Pasuk should be Megala, that just like Misa's Beistin Patas from Malkus from the Pasuk of Kedair Shosai, so Karas should have the same power to Patas from Malkus. What do I care? It's not a Risha Masur Lebeistin. So it doesn't go into the Pasuk of Kedair Shosai. But Karas has its own Pasuk of Karas Shalik and Misa Shalachem, of an Asati Panei Yishu, that whatever Misa's Beistin could do, Karas could do just as well. And if Mrs. Basin kapata for Malkus, so Koris kapata for Malkus as well. That was the kasha of the Haflah. Comes along the Nesivus and he answers that the issue that Bimrisha Masula based on Akasim Adabra is not just to avoid from the grammar of the drasha, that the, doesn't go into the words of Kedera Shasai. It's a Havon in the whole din. The nature of the din of Kedera Shasai. Not that the Pasuk itself, you know, where, what are the words of the Pasuk talking about? The din itself, for Etzim, the nature of the din itself is a halacha in Beis Din that Beis Din can't be mechayiv shnei oichim. So even if I have another pasuk koreshli kemishis shalachem that tells me whatever Mrs. Beis Din can do, Koris can do, but it can only Mrs. Koris can only do things that are shayach to Koris. No, it Mises, the din of Kedem Shosu that Mises the part of Malkus is by definition halacha that Beis Din is not mechayiv shnei oichim. That's just the grammar of the drasha. That's what the din itself is. That's the nature of the din that bases on that machayev shnei oichim. What does it have to do with Koris? For that, the drasha of Koris, the hekesh of Koris, shlikim mishu b'chem, is not going to help. Because even when you have a hekesh, you can only apply halachas that are shaykh to this new halacha. Is that clear? I mean, it's a pasuk chiluk. Even when you have a hekesh, the hekesh could tell me, you know, the pasuk of Kedera Shasi wouldn't tell me that it patters from Malkus. But Kor Shalikim Mishra Shalachem could tell me that Kor is patters from Malkus. But only if pattering from Malkus, only if the halacha of Kedera Shasi Mitzaratzmi is a halacha that's feasible by Koris. What the Nesivus here is saying is that the halacha of Kedera Shasi is not feasible by Koris because Kedera Shasi means based and doesn't give to Einshim. What does that do with Koris? Koris is not based in giving an Einish at all. So a hekesh of Kor Shalikim Mishra Shalachem is not going to change that. Not going to add to that. And that's the teretz of the. That's I think that's the havana in the teretz of the Beis Yaakov. In which case, the Beis Yaakov's teretz really is Reb Chaim, because this was Reb Chaim's yisoid. Reb Chaim said a yisoid. Reb Chaim said a yisoid that the halacha of Kedei Rishosoi is fundamentally different than the halacha of Yestus of Lo Yosun. That the halacha of lo yosun, that misa patis from mamon, that's halacha of ptur. That misa patis from mamon, misa bet's a patis from mamon. Whereas the halacha of kedei rishos is halacha in beis din. That beis din can't give to einshim. Rav Chaim didn't say it to answer the haflos kasha. Rav Chaim just said the yisoid itself, that the nature, that the yisoid dinum, in Rav Chaim's terminology, the nature of misa mamon, the ptur of misa mamon, is fundamentally different than the nature of the ptur of kedei rishos. That misu moment is fundamentally a din ptur, and malchus in moment is fundamentally halacha in beistin. That beistin can't give to einshim. That's really, I think that's what I'm saying. I think that's what the nesivus is saying. That's what the besaik is saying. Misu moment is halacha of ptur, so it could apply to cars too. According to the chunyim and akana, the same way you have a ptur by misu is based in a moment, you can have a ptur by cars in a moment. That could apply, but once you have a hekesh of Koris Shalikim Misa Shalachem, so the same way Misa is based in Patis from Mammon, so Koris could Patis from Mammon, because it's Halacha Ptur. So Koris could also have that Ptur once I have a hekesh. Mashenkin Halacha Kdei Rishosoi, B'Yisoi Dinoi, says Reb Chaim, it's not Halacha Ptur. It's Halacha that based in can't apply Shnei Einshim. That by definition is Halacha in based in, it can't apply to somebody else. The same way Lumbosha, there's halacha that Mises based on that Doicha Shabbos. So we don't know Mesech Shabbos, so we learn Hamish Vesh Vesechem, Mises based on that Doicha Shabbos. So let's say Hekesh, the Koris, not Doicha Shabbos, you don't get Koris on Shabbos. I mean, whatever, I don't know exactly how it will be. It's only Shaykh, Koris, not, I'm just giving Lissabra's Eisen. You can only make a Hekesh for things that are Shaykh and Mitzias. Kedei Rishos is not Shaykh and Mitzias by Koris. Because Kedei Rishos, what it means is that based on the Zingish Nayanshah. Reb Chaim said this to answer up, not to answer the Haflos Kashas, I said. Reb Chaim said this distinction. Again, I think it was quite Gdimai, the way I'm explaining the Misakiv. The Misakiv was already marking this terrace. Well, it was already marking this Yisrael. Reb Chaim says it to explain it, to answer a Kasha on Taisus. That Taisus says, and later on, Nachlamet Beis Lamet Beis. Taisus Lamet Beis Lamet Beis, that even though there's a lot of Deir Shosai, that you can't get Malkasum Mammon. Taisa says, what if you have a case where Adam Zoymimim wanted to be mechayev somebody Malkus Umam? For example, Adam Zoymimim were made about somebody that he was a Mitzi Shemra. And a Mitzi Shemra, there's a special dress, a kosu, that he's chayev Malkus Umam. For Yisroel, so he has to pay knas, That's an exception to the rule. Meitzi Shemra pays Malkus, has a chi of Malkus Umam. It's an exception to the rule of Kdeir Shosa. Says Tosha, so what if Eidim were made about somebody who is Meitzi Shemra and then they turned out to be Zayim? So do they pay Malkus Umam or do you say no Kdeir Shosa? So Tosha says, B'Shem the Reis, it's a Dova Pashat and Svara, that they have Malkus Umam also. Because that's Kdeir Shosa. They wanted to be a chayiv mammon malchus mammon, so their ownership of deir shasa is that they have to pay malchus mammon. That has nothing to do with deir shasa. That's what it says in Tosfos. Frekka b'kreger. So what was Rabbi Kreger's kasha? Anybody remember? We talked about this already. What was Rabbi Kreger's kasha? Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, a very similar case. Eidim zoymim were made about a eshesish that she was mazana. They wanted to be chayiv from miso mammon. They were going to be chayiv from miso mammon. They were chayiv from miso, and she was going to lose her ksuba. That's the mistake. She was going to lose her ksuba because if she's a zayin, she's a soiker. She doesn't have her ksuba. Now it turns out that they're aim zayin. So what do they want? What should we punish them? We should punish them miso and mammon. Says the Gemara, no. Miso mammon. You have miso, not mammon. So what's the chart? Exactly the same as Tosfos. The difference. Rabbi Kreger has the cash. The Kreger the Pnei Yeshua Pesachayim is cash. Said Chaim, it's fundamentally different. Tosis was talking about Malkus Umam. Malkus Umam is aloch in Beistin that Beistin can't give two einshim. Kedei Rishosa. Mishim Risho Achas Ata Mechayv Yata Mechayv Mishim Shtei Rishoyis. Beistin can't give two einshim. Says Tosis, here it's not two einshim. Since what they wanted to do was to be Mechayv in Malkus Umam. So now Kasher Zomam is Malkus Umam. That's not two einshim. That's one einshim of Kasher Zomam. It's one einish that contains in it two parts, Malkus Umam, because that's what they wanted to do. But bottom line is, it's one einish of Kasher Zomam. Usually, Kedei Rishosa, there's one einish of Malkus, and there's another einish of Mammon. Here, there's one einish of Kasher Zomam. That's not Shtei Rishoyis. That's one Rishu. That's one einish of Kasher Zomam. One einish, based in Kedu. Mashen came to Gemara in Sanhedrin, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about Misu Mammon. So it was a soita. They want him to chayiv the seishesish for being mazana. Misu mammon. Misu mammon is not alocha that basin can't give two einshim. Misu mammon is alocha that misa haptis from mammon. So now what do you want to do to the Eidim Zoymim? You want him to chayiv the misu mammon. But misa haptis from mammon. What do I care that it's one einish? So it's one einish. But that einish has two parts, misa and mammon. The misa part haptis the mammon part. That's the alocha that misa haptis from mammon. Adkan Rechai. So we have here Shnei Nevi'im Menabim B'Sigmen Echod, the Nesivis and Rechayim. They're both telling me there's a fundamental divide between Misu Mammon on the one hand and Malkus Mammon on the other. Kedei Rishosa on the other. Let me say it more accurately. Misu Mammon on the one hand, that's the halachas of Lo Yia Osoi. And on the other side, the halachas of Kedei Rishosa, which is Misu Malkus or Malkus Mammon, all the halachas of Kedei Rishosa. The halachas of lo yia osoin, that's misu mammon, that's halacha p'tur. Whereas the halacha of k'teirish, the halachas of k'teirish osoin, misu malkus, malkus mammon, where we have malkus involved, that's halacha in beistin, that beistin can't be mechayev shnei einshim. That's the side of Rav Chaim and of the Nesivos. Chayra, Rashi does not subscribe to this yisoid. Chaim says it to answer Sharam and so on. I'm sure we'll be busy with this Chaim going forward, but Chayra is a very strong raya. About Mefurish and Rashi, that Rashi does not agree to this distinction. The Gemara says it in Bav Metzia, in Daf Tzadik Aleph. The Gemara talks about the following case. Somebody rented a par to be dosh. Now, Torah says, L'sachsim shorvid yishoy, and therefore it's a given that when he's going to be doshed with this parah, the parah is going to be allowed to eat. Meanwhile, he was chaysim the parah. So now, two things. First of all, he's chayim malchus for the lav of L'sachsim shorvid yishoy. Number two, he has to pay, he had obligated himself to feed this parah from the disha, because that's built in L'sachsim shorvid yishoy. It's understood that he's going to feed the parah. The mice, he didn't feed the parah. So that's a chiyum moment. He has to pay the bilim, the wheat, the grain, the food that the para was supposed to have by the understanding between them, the para was supposed to eat a certain amount in the course of its disha, and he didn't give it, so he was master of the Bible, so he has to pay that to the Bible. So that's what it says in the, that's what the Gemara quotes a Braisa. Chaisim is a Pur, Vadoshba, Leikum, Mishalim. And we have here an estimate exactly how much he has to Mishalim, how much would the Pur have eaten, Dalad Kav Kavim the Pur, Begim Kavim the Chambar. That's the Braisa. Frek the Gemara. Va'ena Leikum, Mace, Vena Leikum, Mishalim. What happened to Kdeir Shosai? A person can't be Leikum, Mace, and it can't be Leikum, Mishalim. Those are the two halachas of Kdeir Shosai. So how can he be Mishalim? If he gets Malkus for Lisachim Shabbadishai, he should be Potter from the Tashlumit. So why is a few different teyutzim, but one of the teyutzim is Omer Abaye. Abaye says Rameh, fine. Omer Rava, rather. Omer Rava. Esnan osur teyra b'yafilu ba'al imay. Esnan osur teyra b'yafilu ba'al imay. That if somebody was ba'al imay, so the esnan is osur l'mizbeach, osur l'gavay. What does that mean? So what does the one want? What does Rava want from that analogy? So Rashi explains as follows. Says Rashi, Esnan osur teyra b'yafilu ba'al imay. V'nosin latleba esnan. Esnan hu v'osu l'korban. The esnan stomach siv leishna imay v'leishna p'niyo. Imagine Rashi like a gili in the puzzle. V'yafal gabdi tovel v'dina kamon. Tein li esnoni loy mechavina loy v'afin li v'drahmine. Says Rashi, why is it esnan? Rashi explains, why is it esnan? If his mother would be Tavehim Bedin, I want my Esna. So he would say, sorry, Charlie, Kim Leib Drabini, I'm Chayim Misuf, I don't have to give you Esna. Says, so the Chora, and therefore, since he's not Chayim to give her the Esna, so the Chora, if he gives her the Esna, it should only be Matona B'Alma. Even if he's giving her the Esna, if he does give her the Esna, he didn't have to. So it's just a matana. A matana doesn't have dinner. Says Rashi. So you see from there. Ki yahavi nahela estanu. Alma filu b'mokam misanami rami tashlumin alei. So you see from there that even b'mokam when there's a chi of misa, that does not mean, and it's dinner kimalev d'ramine, and he can't, and she cannot be toveya him the estan bedin, but there is a chi of. It's not that there is no chi of. There is a chi of. And therefore, we don't have the koyach to be manishim, and therefore she can't be tevehim. Aval says Rashi two things. First of all, yidei shemayim lo yotza ad sheyishalim. He's chayv lotzus le shemayim because there really is a chiyuv. So if he wants to be a good guy, I mean, he's not such a great guy anyway, but he wants to be a good guy now, so he has to pay. Rashi explains because if he wouldn't have some kind of chiyuv to pay her, then it wouldn't be an essence just being matana b'alma, as I said before. So that's esnan asatera. So Rashi says first of all, chayv lotzus l'shamayim. We'll see in a second. It's more than just lotzus l'shamayim. Also tefisa helps. We'll see that in a second. Then Rashi goes on. So the Gemara is making an analogy. What's the analogy? That the same thing is true by chayisim people. Tashlumin rola. He has a chiyuv tumin. Eloshen koyech bebeistin lo in sheshtayim. Beistin, here Rashi is putting in the word beistin. Beistin doesn't have the koyech to be manushim shtayim. They came with the robot tashlumen alei, lo yotzi de chavosu yachi yishalim. Inami, Rashi is, it tofus le mafkinim inei. And not only that, but if he would be tofus, if the Baal HaPor would be tofus the food, so le mafkinim inei, because there really is a chiyuv. Beistin doesn't have a koyech, Rashi's words, lo in sheshtayim. So we can't be tevehim and beistin, but there's a chiyuv lotzus l'shamayim. It's three things actually. First of all, it's rami be'etzim. It's rami tashlumin alei. He has a chiyuv be'etzim, and therefore two fallouts from that. It's chayav lotzus l'shamayim, and he tofes le'mavkina minei. And Rashi says this both by chayisim pipara and by analogy. The Gemara is saying the same thing is true by es. That's the idea of es nasotera. The Gemara is making an analogy between es nasotera, which is miso mamon, and Chaisim Pipara, which is Malkus Umamun, that they have in common that even though Beistin can't be Goiva, she can't be Goiva the Esna, the Baal HaPor can't be Goiva the food, but nonetheless, it's Romu Tashlum Alei, but Etzin is a Chiyuv. Ein Lanu Koyach Lo'in Shishtayim. Beistin doesn't have a Koyach Lo'in Shishtayim, but there is a Chiyuv, he's Chayiv Lotzus Rishamayim, and now he's Chayiv Lotzus Rishamayim, but Trisa even helps. So Mufur is here in this Rashi. the chayra, what Rashi is saying, is mamish what Rav Chaim said. Look out by Malkus a moment. Except the Rashi is saying it even by Misa moment. Namely, Rashi is mamish saying, Rav Chaim is saying, that it's not a p'tur. That kimlei b'dirabimene is not a p'tur. Ad kedei kach, it's so much not a p'tur that it's rami chiyuv alei, the chiyuv is there. And the chiyuv is, and since the chiyuv is there be'etzim, so you have to pay lots of shemayim, because if you're chayiv, you're chayiv. What does it help? The basin can't be goyva, but you're chayiv. And not only are you chayiv, but the other fellow could be typhus from you. How can he be typhus if there's no chayiv? Obviously, there's a chayiv. And if somebody could be typhus, there must be a chayiv. It can't be typhus if there's no chayiv. There's a chayiv. Objectively speaking, there's a chayiv. And therefore, you have to fulfill the chayiv. And the other fellow could be typhus, what's coming in by dint of the chayiv. Basin doesn't have a koyach to be einish to be managed. So Basin can't collect. You can't be tevein and Basin. Basin won't be able to do it. So didn't Basin. Basin can't be managed misu umamen. Basin can't be managed malchus umamen. But the chiv itself, the chiv intrinsically exists. So I think Rashi is saying manish Rav Chaim in the Nesivus's word. But Rashi is saying it not only by. Rav Chaim said that that's the difference between Misu Mammon and Malchus Mammon. That's the nature of Teir Shosev of Malchus Mammon. But Misu Mammon is a Ptur Be'etzim. Look, Rav Chaim didn't say it in Rashi. But Akupanim in Rashi, it's Mefurj. The Rashi's learning. That's how Rashi understands it. That's another term of Afilu Ba'alimah. That's what Misu Mammon. Rashi's understanding of Rava's Halacha, of Esten Asatur, of Afilu Ba'alimah, is that's exactly what Rava is saying. That when you have Ba'alimah, you have a Chi of Misa. And you have a chiyuv mammon that's called esnan because there really is a chiyuv. If there would be no chiyuv, it wouldn't be esnan. And since the Torah says that there is esnan, it is called esnan by Baal Limoy. You see that fundamentally there's a chiyuv. Based in can't be koyvet, but fundamentally the chiyuv exists. That's Rava's teretz of esnan also Torah. So kaponim it's mevur and Rashi at least according to Rava. I don't know. Maybe the other amorim. Maybe that's before why the other amorim here say different answers. I don't know. Rava says esnan also Torah chiyuv Baal Limoy, and Rashi learns up in Rava. Yeah, I'm just flagging. Maybe there's room to think that it might be the other Amorim here in the Sugya might disagree. Any of that? I'm just, you know, might get complicated in the future. I don't know. But for the time being, let's assume that what Rashi is saying, Aliba de Kuliam. That's the Chiddush of Rabbah. That's the Chiddush of Rabbah. That there's a Chiyuv that's Rami Chiyuv Alei. And Rashi says that both by Malchus Umamun, Chasim Bipara, and by Misu Umamun. Rashi also said they're the same kind of mechanism, that there's a Chiyuv that's Rami Alei, Ad Kidei Kakdir, and helps Tfisa. Just based it can't be goyva. Ain lanu koyach. Ain based in and one chashas ain lanu koyach. And that based doesn't have koyach to be managed time. Yeah.
Do you have to read the like Inami and Rashi as Inami like even if you're tofes, or could you read as another answer?
No. Inami means even if. I'm bad, there's no question.
The what's next? Inami tofes.
Inami tofes. Even if he's tofes.
Why do you need an extra e after Inami?
I don't know, but it doesn't. Inami is like additionally, but I don't think it's another pshat. Let's assume for the time being that it's not another pshat. Yeah, you're suggesting maybe you're actually saying like a. The Pashup Shad is only Lotz Shemai. And then Rashi has, like, maybe you could even say, even that he taught us like Matkin. All right, the Pashup Shad and Rashi, the way Rashi is always quoted, I think that's the Pashup reading of Rashi. That Rashi's not saying, Inami, like, you know, maybe there's something else. He's saying, this, even if. Number one is Rami, because it's the same Lomdus, Rami Chiyuv Alei. And he keeps saying, even before he said the Inami, he kept saying the Ainla based in Lotz Lashon. He said that, She'ein Koyach, but based in Lotz Shemai. But came a drum with Tashlum, and I lost the Chavasi Achi Shalom, and I'm a tough slim of Kinim. I think that's the past. It's not two different days in Rashi.
Also, the fact that it's a river would really help for wasn't all quite part of it.
You know, I'm just flagging that, you know, it's Mufurish in Rashi, but to what degree is it Mufurish in Rashi? It's Mufurish in Rashi, not like Rav Chaim, but it's only Mufurish in Rashi and Rava. You know, Yesh Mokum Loimer, then it might not be Mufurish in the other Amira. But what it says is in Rava. What? Yeah, Nechrami, I'm not saying, I'm not connecting it to anything else. So I'm just pointing out that, you know, what is a Mefurish and what is not a Mefurish. The Rashi is Mefurish, but it's only Mefurish and Rav. I don't know if that's useful or not. I'm just Who knows? On the other hand. So we have Rashi, not like Rav Chai. The Rashi holds everything is dinner based on. Both Misu Momen and Malchus Momen, meaning both Lo Yosin and Kedei Roshosin, everything's a dinner based on. But the Chiv itself, there's no Ptur. You're fundamentally Chayiv. It's not a Ptur. And Rashi takes that Mamish Adasayiv. Not a Ptur means that you're Chayiv. Which Rav Chaim's Lashon, that it's not a Ptur, it's a Din and Beis Din, that's what it says in Rashi, and Rashi takes that to its logical conclusion. It's not a Din and Beis Din, that means that there really is a Chiv. And if there really is a Chiv, then he taught us Lame of Kinemine. And Rashi Kabak Kolshkin, the Yechayiv Lashon Shemai. What about Tosfos? Tosfos also here has a Yachsus, Technos Satara, Philip Olima. And Tosfos also says, like Rashi, that Esnos Satara, Philip Olima means that Yechayiv Lashon Shemai. However, there's a there's a difference here between Rashi and Tosfos. Mistaber that there's a difference. Tosfos here has a kasha. Rava tells me esenas atarav filu ba'olima that even when you have accumulated amine, there's still a chi of lotsus sedei shemai. So Tosfos asks from a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that Rava had some money stolen in a machtera. Somebody broke into his house. It was Baba Machteris and stole some money. And later on, the Ganovim wanted to return the money. And Rava refused to take it. I think it was Rava over there. Rava refused to take it because Kimel Drabine. It was a shot. If it was Kimel Drabine, it was Be'en, and that's a Machoikos over there. But Hoyle, but nothing, we put the Rab. That goes into the category of Kimel Drabine. So Rava didn't want to take it back. He held their potter. He doesn't want to take it. At Tosfos, why didn't he want to take it? It lost to Sedei Shemayim, the Chayiv. So what was wrong? It was Rava didn't want to take money that was being given to him wrongfully. It's not wrongfully. They were Chayiv, lost to Sedei Shemayim. Why couldn't Rava take it? So Tosfos answers that Rava knew that they were not giving it to him, lost to Sedei Shemayim. They were giving it to him under the mistaken apprehension that they were obligated to give it to him. And since they were giving it to him betos, they weren't coming lost to Sedei Shemayim. They were giving it to him because they thought the chayiv to give it to him in Adin. And since Rava was chayish, that maybe they're not chayiv to give it to him in Adin, so he didn't want to take it. If they would have given it to him, Lotz Shemayim, he would have taken it. But like this, he wasn't willing. Ad Kan Tosfos. Ask the Tzais. One second. Forget Lotz Shemayim. Tfisa helps. If Tfisa helps, then why couldn't Rava take it? But there is Tfisa. For Tfisa, you don't need the guy to want to give it to you. But it says in Rashi that not only that if Yechayev lost his Shemayim, then it helps Tfiso. So if it would only be a lost his Shemayim, so he doesn't want to give it to you, lost his Shemayim, so you can't. But here there's a Chiv, it's Rami Chiyuv Alei, you're allowed to be Tifus, it's based and can't collect for you. But you could be Tifus, so why couldn't Rava take it? But Torah is Tfiso, it's like Gorav from a Tfiso. So Tzais is a very complicated Teretz. Very Mechudishtik Teretz with the Mashal. The Mashal wants to be a Chadish, that you only say that he's not Chayiv Lotz Sedei Shemayim. That Rashi says, rather, that Esno Satara of Hilav Alimah, that you're Chayiv to pay the money Lotz Sedei Shemayim, that's only if he wasn't killed by Poyol. This is a Chiddush of the Mashal. But if he was actually killed by Poyol, then there's no Chayiv even Lotz Sedei Shemayim. Like, there's two kinds of Kivan. There's one Kivan Rabbanei where you're Chayiv Misa, but he didn't actually get dead. Then he's Chayiv Lotz Sedei Shemayim. But then there's a Kivan Rabbanei where he was actually dead. When he's actually dead, he's not chayiv to pay, or the estate's not chayiv to pay, even what's a sedei shemayim. So he's shayin the mashal. If you shayin him, no, it's a chiddush, the mashal doesn't say any shayin him anything. It's like an extra din of, there's two dinim in kimei d'rabbanei. Here, Rav Chanan has it somewhere, like a pshat, that there's two dinim, there's one in kimei d'rabbanei that misa patas from moments, that he's still chayiv, lots of sedei shemayim. Or he didn't base in heaven, not getting that on. And then there's another din, if he actually gets killed, so being killed is kolel paying money. It's like the oinish of Misa Bepoil includes in itself Kilu, he paid the money. That's the so Mela, when it's just a din that, you know, when you only have the Chi of Misa, so he's still Chayiv Lotz Sedei Shemayim. But if he was actually dead, then it's as if he paid. So if it's as if he paid, why should he be Chayiv Lotz Sedei Shemayim? That's a Chiddush of the Mashal. Where Rav Chanan explains it. Maybe there's other explanations. Again, the Rishonim don't say this word at all. It's a Chiddush of the Mashal. And the Tzais, he wants to use that, and then the Tzais has another Kanesh, that when this guy was Boma, they weren't actually dead. They were actually coming to pay him, so obviously they weren't dead. But since when they were in the Machteres, they were a Gavrik Taylor, anybody was allowed to kill them, they had it been at that point of a gavra pela, somebody would kill them, he would be potter from killing them. So they were virtually dead. And that's also called that a patas from mamon, even lots of shemayim. It's a ganz amayis sometimes. Amayis is shver, taisis. So why? That's a very machudish to kateris in the tzais. And also, it's not so clear. Felix says, so they shouldn't even be chayav lots of shemayim. But taisis was bothered that they should be chayav lots of shemayim. I guess maybe the tzais can have mechala lots of shemayim. They still are, but there's no tfisa. Very complicated through some of the tzais. Okay, who knows? Maybe we'll talk about it one day. Maybe we'll deal with it. But the Pashup Shad and Taisus, the Tzais aside, the Pashup Shad and Taisus is a Taisus Chaylik and Rashi. And the Taisus holds that he toughs Loi Mavkinamina. I'm sorry, that he toughs Mavkinamina. The Tvisa does not help. It doesn't say in this Taisus, or anywhere in Taisus, this Yisoid that Rashi is Mechadish, that by Kim Lidraven he toughs Loi Mavkinamina, does not say in Taisus. Not here, not anywhere. It says in Taisa that he's high of Lotzus Deshemayim. Hadvarim noitim that Taisa told that this Lotzus Deshemayim Yichayim, that agrees to Rashi. But he tough as Leimav Kinim and Eginav Chayim. And that's a world of difference. Because the Chayim say, there's a choice somewhere, I don't remember where. Not about this, but Stam, there's a choice. That there's two, that Lotzus Deshemayim can have two meanings. There's two kinds of Lotzus Deshemayim. There's one kind of lotzus deshemayim that means that really dinei adam you potter. Dinei adam you really potter. But since in shemayim they're not happy with you, so you want to find favor in the Ribbono Shel Olam's eyes, so you should pay. Lotzus deshemayim to be a God fearing Jew. In dinei adam you really there is no chiyuv in dinei adam, but in shemayim they have a higher level, so you want to answer to a higher standard, so you should pay lotzus deshemayim. That's one kind of lotzus deshemayim. And then there's a kind of lotzus deshemayim that says that really a chayiv in dinei adam, just based and can't collect. But in dinei adam, there really is a chiyuv. It's ambivalent. Sometimes, every time you have lotzus deshemayim, you have to know what exactly does it mean. So in Rashi, Lamashal over here says, Esnas Torah filu ba'alimoy means that the chayiv lotzus deshemayim, what did Rashi mean? There's mamash a chiyuv. Because, all right, tofus le'mav kinemay, a guy could be tofus. That means there's a chiyuv in dinei adam. In Rashi, when Rashi says that he's chayiv lotzus deshemayim, Rashi means by it clearly that not just that in shemayim de kechashbayin is yechayiv, you're chayiv in dinei adam. And Rashi is at pains to say, Rami chiyuv, ala, you have a chiyuv. And if you have a chiyuv, he could be typhus. And of course, you have to pay as well because you really have a chiyuv. Basin doesn't have koyach to collect it because Basin is busy being manish mom, being manish miso, or being manish malchus. So Basin can't collect the money. But the chiyuv in dinei adam is here. The pashtus in Taisus, the Taisus holds that the Taisus that he cannot be Taisus, because Taisus holds that there is no chiyuv here in dinei adam. There's a different kind of chiyuv, a chiyuv in lotzus deshemayim. Then in shemayim, there is something over here. It's not nothing. In shemayim, you're expected; he's expected to pay the esna. So therefore, he wants to be a good guy, so he should pay her. He should pay the esna. The melech has a shem esna. It's not a matonu bi'alma. Matonu bi'alma will be something that is paying that's without any obligation, not moral obligation, not legal obligation. This is not a matana b'yalma, because lotzus deshemayim in dinei shemayim he still has a chiyuv. Wants to be a, you know, like a midas chasidus, maybe a little bit more than a midas chasidus. Try to discuss exactly midas chasidus. Maybe a drop more, but a kaponim is not a rami chiyuv ale. It's not a chiyuv that the guy could be typhus. You have like it's an extra. You want to satisfy dinei shemayim, so you have to pay, and that's enough to give it a shem esnan. But it's not a chiyuv in dinei odom. It's a p'tur. No, it's the Bekitzer, what I want to bring out is that I think that Taisus really holds that Miso Momon is a Ptur. It's not a Ptur in Dina Shamayim, but in Dina Yonav Yitaka Potter. So here's where it's Meschalik. If Kim Leibed the Rabbi Minei is a Ptur, so Tfisa doesn't help? Because you're Potter. If you're Potter, how could Tfisa help? So you may be still Chayiv Lotzus de Shamayim, because it only patters you in Dina Odom. You still have the Chiv in Dina Shamayim. But in Dina Yodim, you have a Ptur. If you have a Ptur, then Tfisa doesn't help. And that's L'chored Shittus. That's apparently Shittus Taisus. Whereas Rashi holds, as Rashi says explicitly, that it's not a Ptur at all. It's Romei Chiyuv, Kim Lid Rabbani is not a Ptur. Kim Lid Rabbani is a Dina based, and that based and can't be managed by, but the Chiyuv is not affected at all. The Bedrak Chiyuv is still there. If the Bedrak Chiyuv is still there, then the guy could be Taisus. No different than any other Chiyuv. What? Koin Doom. Because there's no chiyuv de adam. For chiyuv de shemayim, it can't be typhus, and the guy can't be typhus because you have a chiyuv lotzus de shemayim. In Dinei Adam, you have no, there's no chiyuv at all. If in, since in Dinei Adam, when you come, the guy's typhus. So you come to Beis and say, look, Beis, in Dinei Adam, he had no right to be typhus. If I wanted to be satisfied Dinei Shemayim, then I would have to give it to him. But I don't want to satisfy Dinei Shemayim. I'm only interested in Dinei Adam. In Dinei Adam, he's a Gazlan. So Beis and Beis takes it back. Beis is not busy with Dinei Shemayim. Beis is busy with Dinei Adam. Now, Tosis is talking about Misu Mamon. He's not talking about Malkus Mamon. So maybe Tosis takashed him still with Reb Chaim. No, it's Rashi, not like Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said this is a distinction. You know, Misu Mamon, that's a Dinah Beistin. That's a Ptur Adam. Malkus Mamon, that's a Dinah Beistin. We see in Rashi doesn't accept the distinction. Rashi holds everything is a Dinah Beistin. What about Tosis? Tosis says, no, it's a Ptur. But Tosis is talking about what he's talking about? He's talking about Misu Mamon and Malkus Mamon. Misu Mamon. Bamach Teres was Misu Mamon. Esnan is Misu Mamon. So although it's from the first basis, is that Misu Mamon is a Ptur. Malkus Mamon, Tosis doesn't talk about it explicitly. So maybe Malkus Mamon, Tosis might agree to Reb Chaim, to Reb Chaim's distinction, and maybe Malkus Mamon is already a Dinah Beistin. Maybe Tosis Tak agrees to that distinction. But I don't think it works. I think if Tosis, it's Mukuch in the Gemara, and this is the same Gemara, that if Misu Mamon is a Ptur, then Malkus Mamon is also a Ptur. Because otherwise, if Misa Umaman is a Ptur, then Malkus Umaman is also a Ptur. Because what was the shock of Tari in the Gemara? The Gemara started off with the case of Chaisim Pipara, which is Malkus Umaman. And where it's Chaisim Pipara, the prices you have to pay. Or there's a chiv, it says there's a chiv, how much you have to pay. Bryson denominates how much you have to pay. In fact, what do you mean you have to pay? Kim Lidavnik, Malkus Umaman, there's Chosa. So what is the more answer? Esn also Torah Pila Balimoi, which is Misu Mamon. Now Misu Mamon, according to Tosis, is really a Ptur. You're only Chayiv Lotzis Sidei Shemayim. So when Rava said Esn also Torah Pila Balimoi, Rava was saying, very weak word. The Dini Shemayim, there's still a Chiyuv. So since the Gemara is using that as its analogy to explain the Brisa, it's saying that by Chosin Pipar also, the price is telling me how much you have to pay, because in Dinei Shemayim there's still a chiyuv. But if in fact, as Reb Chaim holds, by Malkus Mamon you're more chayiv than by Misu Mamon. By Misu Mamon you're really potter. There's a coin to Reb Chaim, by Misu Mamon you're mamish potter. Tfisuk wouldn't help. By Malkus Mamon it's just a din and basedin, but you're really chayiv. So what's the Gemara? The Gemara wants to explain Chosin Pipar. By Chosin Pipar, Are you real in Dinei Adam? Are you Chayiv or are you Potter? Point to Reb Chaim. It's Malkus Mamon. You're Chayiv. Based on can't collect, but you're really Chayiv. By Esther Nosser Torah, are you really Chayiv, really Potter in Dinei Adam? You're really Potter. Just Rav is saying, lots of Shri Shemayim, you're Chayiv. So what the Gemara is trying to explain, Chayiv and Pipara, why does the Bryson tell me that you have to pay? So what's the Gemara giving me this very Shvacha business of Esther Nosser Torah? The Gemara should have said more. Esther Nosser Torah is only lots of Shri Shemayim. The Gemara should have said stronger that by Malkus Mamon Yechayiv even a Dinei Adam. He taught for Shleim Afkinim in even. So why does the Gemara? It's like Tola Tanya but Loi Tanya. The Gemara wants to explain why by Malkus Mamon Yechayiv, and the Gemara should do it. Why Yechayiv Kim Lei Drabanei? And the Gemara should, because Rava said Esen Asa Torah Filu Bala Imay. Esen Asa Torah Filu Bala Imay is a very shvacha, very weak chiyuv. If the Brisa meant Yechayiv on the level of Esen Asa Torah, then it would mean Yechayiv Lotzit Eshemayim, but Tfisa doesn't help. But according to Reb Chaim, by Malkus and Mamon, you have a much bigger chiyuv. It's Rami chiyuv LA, it's just a dinim based in it, but you really have a chiyuv. He taught for Slay Mavkinim. So the Gemara should forget Esther Nosser Torah. Here it's much stronger. By Chayson Pipara, it's much better than Esther Torah by Filu Balima. The way Tosis learns the Sugya, that Esther Nosser Torah by Filu Balima means Yechayiv Lotzit Ishamayim, the implication is that that's the story by Chayson Pipara also, that you're only Chayiv Lotzit Ishamayim, but Be'etzem Edina Yodim, you're Potter. So I think the pashtus is, if you're not going to go with the tzais, the pashtus is that tzais is chalak and Reb Chaim's distinction also. Just like Reb Chaim is, just like we saw in Rashi, that Rashi is not mechalak between Misa Mamon and Malkus Mamon, tzais is also not mechalak between Misa Mamon and Malkus Mamon. He holds, both Rashi and tzais hold, that Misa Mamon and Malkus Mamon are the same. But they're not opposite, but Rashi and tzais are on opposite sides of the divide. They're the same in what way? Rashi holds both Misu Mamon and Malkus Mamon are the same, that they're both Dinim and Beis Din. But be'etzem it's Rami Chiyuv Alei. There's a Chiyuv in Dinei Odom. Ad kedei kach that he tofas, that Tfisa helps. And the Pashtus and Tosis is the other way. The Tosis holds both Misu and Momen are a Ptur. And in Dinei Odom, you potter altogether. And he tofas doesn't help Tfisa. That's why Rabbi couldn't take the dinorm from that Baba Machteres. Because the Tfisa does not help. It's a Ptur. You potter in the Odom. Dinei Shemayim, you have a Chiyuv Lotzis Dei Shemayim. And that's all Rava said. Chayiv Lotzis Dei Shemayim. And that's true both by. But for Etzem and Dinei Odom, you potter. And that's true both by Misu Momen and by Malkus Momen. So Kenim Adorim Zachinu, that this Chakira of Chayim of the Nesivas is Kimli Rabin, Malkus Momen, Misu Momen, is it a Ptur? The Etzem you potter. Or is it just a Dinim based in? The Etzem you Chayiv, but based in can't be Manish. Or is it Machalik Shashin Taisus? Now, parenthetically, the Maimon was good. If we're not accepting of Chaim, it comes out really we're not accepting of Chaim's distinction. I mean, or at least we're saying it's not a distinction between Misa Mom and Malkus Mom. It's a distinction between Rashi and Tosfos. But Malkus Mom and Misa Mom, whatever they are, they're the same. If that's true, so what about Rav Chaim? So then we lose Rav Chaim's heritage of Tosfos and Tosfos. The Shver of Tosfos and Lamed Beis. Like Terry Shossi, remember Tosfos said that by Adam Zoymanim, I mean, not that we have to answer all the classes in the world, but Rav Chaim had a big rebuck in his distinction. Because Tosfos, remember, Tosfos and Lamed Beis, that Adam Zoymanim were made about a Mitzvah Shemra, Malkus Amom, and Tosfos said they have to pay both, because it's one Einish of Kasha Zomim. The Gemara Mufresh is in Sanhedrin, that by Misu Momen, Misu Patis Shemom, even by Adam Zoymanim. So Rav Chaim said so beautifully, this is a Ptur. Lisa Patas for a moment, even if it's one Einish, this is a place and can't give two Einishim. Now we're saying that's not Chol, that's according to Taisha, everything's a Ptur. If everything's a Ptur, so we're back to square one, what do we do with Rabbi Kreger's Kasha? So, okay, the Emes, we're not Machuif to answer Rabbi Kreger's Kasha. But at the Emes, I think we could answer Rabbi Kreger's Kasha. We could say Rav Chaim's Teres for Rabbi Taisha's Kasha, but we're just in a slightly different Nusch. The way Rav Chaim says it in stencil, Emes, Rav Chaim in stencil, some places uses one Nusch, and some places a different Nusch. But the way Rav Chaim, when he's talking about the Tosfos, the way Rav Chaim said the Nusach is that Malkus Momen is a Dinim Beistin, and Misu Momen is a Ptur. I don't think that's available in Tosfos. The Pashas in Tosfos is that everything is a Ptur. But there's still a Mokim Lechalak between Misu Momen and Malkus Momen. Because even though they're both a Ptur, that's what we're in Tosfos, in both cases, you're Potim Dinei Odom. Never even Dinei Shemayim. In Dinei Odom, you're Potim. But there's a big difference. By Misa Mammon, the reason why you potter is because Misa patters Mammon. By Kitei Shosai, by Malkus Mammon, the reason why you potter is not because Malkus patters Mammon, but it's because you cannot have two Chiyuvim, and therefore one has to give. You have to be potter from one because you can't have two Chiyuvim. What do I mean? I mean the following. Pashut Zach. The din of Misa Momen is one directional. Misa patas Momen. Momen never patas Misa. The din of Kleirish Osoi, Malkus Momen, is bidirectional. That means, usually, Malkus patas for Momen. Kola Terakula, Malkus patas for Momen. Terus is Kleirish Osoi. Doesn't say which one. It says you can't have both. Doesn't say which one. That means Machlekes Amorim, Ulun of Yerichon, Sukkish later on. But we pass Malkus of Yerichon and Malkus patas for Momen. But there are exceptions to the rule with the Torah said that you have. Where in Lachar you would have a conflict between Malkus and Mammon, and the Torah says you pay Mammon. Chaimul B'chadera, for example. There's Malkus and Mammon. There's a laugh of Le Yosef. And there's also Mammon. There the Torah says, B'chaimul B'chadera, you pay. You pay. But once you pay, you don't get Malkus. Why don't you get Malkus? Because K'tayr Shosa, you can't have both. So one path is the other. So normally, Malkus path is from Misa. I'm sorry, Malkus Patas from Mammon. But in a case where the Torah steps in and says, no, here you have to pay Mammon, like by Chaimul B'chaveroi, Nezitzari B'shevas Boises, you have to pay, then on the contrary, then the Mammon Patas from the Malkus. What it says is that there's no room in town for both of us. You know, this town's not big enough for both of us. Either it's Malkus or it's Mammon, it can't be both. But usually, Malkus pushes out Mammon. Malkus Patas Mammon. Where the Torah says that the Mammon does not nifta, then Mammon Patas from Malkus. So they're both Pturim. Misu Mammon and Malkus Mammon are both Pturim. But the reason for the Ptur is different. By Misa Umamun, the Ptur is because Misa Patas Mamun. By Malkus Umamun, the Ptur is because it's two, and you can't have two Chiyuvim. So one has to give. And usually Mamun gives, and sometimes Malkus gives. So Mela, Klap Eidim Zaymim. By Eidim Zaymim, what was Taisi's side? Taisi's side is that Eidim Zaymim, when Eidim Zaymim wanted him Chayav Malkus Umamun, they wanted to say that somebody's a Mitzvah Shemra. So Taisi says, It's not Shteir Shoyas. What does that mean? That means it's not two. By Edim Zoymimim, where Edim Zoymimim wanted to be Machai of somebody Malkus Umamim, because they said in him Zimai Cheshema. And now we want to give them Malkus Umamim. That's not two Chiyuvim. That's one Chiyuv of Malkus Umamim. If it's one Chiyuv, there's no Ptur, because the Ptur of Ktayri of Malkus Umamim is that it's two, and you can't have two, so one pot is the other. This is not two. This is Kasha Zomim, it's one. It has two halves. It has a Malkus half and it has a Mammon half. But it's not one, it's not two Chiyuvim, it's one Chiyuv. One Chiyuv a person could have. Masha Enkein in the Gemara in Sanhedrin by Ignatius Shishu was Mazana. There, they wanted, the Edom Zoymim wanted to be Chiyuv Misu Mammon. So what do I get that it's one Chiyuv, Kasha Zomam? But that one Chiyuv has Misu Mammon and Misu Hatas Mammon. So even if it's half a Chiyuv of Misa and half a Chiyuv of Mammon, because it's one, it's all part of Kasha Zomam. But that Chiyuv of Kasha Zomam has a Misa half and a Mammon half, and the Misa half pat is the Mammon half, because Misa pat is Mammon. Now, even within the world of places that it's a din of Ptur, that everything is Ptur, there's no distinction. Misa Mammon is Ptur, and Malkus Mammon is Ptur. They're both Ptur, but not all Ptur are the same. There's Misa Mammon is a Ptur because Misa Pat is Mammon. That's the nature of the Ptur. Malkus and Mammon are also a Ptur, but there the Ptur is because you can't have two. So whenever you can't have two, the one Pat is the other. So Taisus, Malkus and Mammon is Kasha Zomim is not two. So when you want to have a Ptur of two, Kasha Zomim, you don't have it because it's not two. It's half and half. It's one Chiv of Kasha Zomim. But when the Kasha Zomim contains Misa Mammon, then Misa Pat is Mammon. Nothing to do with the fact that it's two chiyuvim. It could be one chiyuv, but if it has an element of misa with an element of mammon, then the misa shabbai pat is the mammon shabbai.
Let's say you had like misa not befall and mammon would be befall. Would the misa, the chiyuv misa still pat the mammon?
Yeah, at this point we're not going to be chalak in the pilot. The mashal has this thing about the pilot. We're not going to work with the mashal unless we have to. I mean, the Rishonim is no remez to this mashal, as far as I know. And mashal is mashal, but meanwhile we're not introducing mashal to the mix. Okay, let's move along. So we have here Zachinu, we have Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, Mamish Dorim. We have a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos in the basic gather of Kimlei Rabbanu. According to Rashi, Rashi's Divrei Rashi, Rashi could not be more explicit that Kimlei D'Ramanei is a dinim beistin, that ein lanu koyach la'ein sheshayim, but fundamentally it's rami chiyuv alei, and it therefore tofes le'mavkinim inei, and he's certainly chayav latzos tei shemayim. It's not a ptur at all. There is no ptur. You have a chiyuv. That's how Rashi learns Estanos Ptur. You chayav, there is no ptur. Just a beistin can't be manishtai. But if the guy's tofes about it is a chiyuv here, and he could be tofes the chiyuv. And Rashi's clear, he says it both by Misa Mammon and by Malkus Mammon, he's not Mechalel between the two. And Tosis, Chora is the other way around. Tosis holds that Misa, that everything's a Ptur. You attack a Potter, and Dinah Shemayim is still Chayav, but in Dinah Odom you're Potter. There's no Tfisa. Because you're really Potter in Dinah Odom, and Tosis, and it's true both by Misa Mammon and by Malkus Mammon. Chora Rashi is Lashitose in another place. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin 9 Beis, that above Machteris is potter from Mammon. Because give me what you're so he's Potter. If he's above Machteris with Nidah Menashe, he has a din of a Roidev. So since he's a Roidev, he's Chayiv Miso. See that Roidev is a Chayiv Miso. And it patters from Tashlumim. Later on, when I give him a base, he has a Kasha. Roidev Achanayim Rosal Oinso is also a Roidev. He also has a din of a Roidev. He's also a Chayiv Miso. So how could our Mishnah say that that if a person's ma'anis achosoy, person is right of achara erva, somebody who's chayav karsten, so he's right of, he's, you can kill him, you're supposed to kill him. So how can the Mishnah say that how can the Mishnah say that if you're ma'anis and ma'anis achosoy is chayav, there's somebody who's based on it, he's right of. Summarize if you tell him, what's your papa's answer? We had already in Tosis earlier on. Mefata, the Mishnah about Mefata. So there again, you have the same notion that the roidif is pata from Tashlum. Rashi asks both places, both in the Mishnah and Beis Amid Aleph, and again in the Mordechai and Gimel and Beis, Rashi asks the same question. Rashi asks, but one second, but we didn't kill him. Normally, a guy's chayav mises based in, so he's here, and we want to kill him. His din is, we have to kill him right now. We have to kill him. Get Edim, and we'll kill him. Hang him up. But a roidif, b'shas maisi, when he was in the machteris, he was a roidif, we were supposed to kill him. But now when he comes to based in, and we want to chayav him, he's not a roidif anymore. So there's no din to kill him now. Guy's bum machteris, you can kill him in the machteris, but the next day, when he shows, when the police bring him into based in, there's no din to kill him. So Rashi says, well, why is he killing the rabbi there? Says Rashi, this kimle the rabbi name. What does Rashi answer? I'm so proud. Tan becheski. Chayiv misses shaydim. That the din of kimle the rabbi name is not only by chayiv misses mezidim, where he actually gets killed. It's even by chayiv misses shaydim. At kam the Rashi. Rashi's in both places. Says the Rama. The Rama disagrees. Doesn't quote Rashi there, as far as I know, but the Rama disagrees. And the Rama says it's chayiv misses mezidim. When he was in the Machteris, he was Chayav Misa. B'shas Chaloy Sachiyav, when he became Chayav Mammon, was he Chayav Misa Shaykin, was he Chayav Misa Mezidim? When he was in Machteris, and he was Shiber Sacholis, or he was Ma'anis Denaira, he was Ma'anis Sacholis, at that moment he was Chayav Misa. So what do I care that right now when he comes to base and he's no longer Chayav Misa? But B'shas the Chiyav Mammon, he was Chayav Misa. That's not Chayav Misa Shaykin. Chayav Misa Shaykin is a fellow who's not Chayav, who Pashas Maisa was not Chayav Misa. Just if he would have been amazing, he would have been Chayav Misa. Right now he's a Shaykin. That's Chayav Misa Shaykin. Chayav Misa's Mezidim says there Ma'ala Moshel. What if a guy is Chayav Misa? Mezidim, real Chayav Misa, and he's Baruch Mi Beistin. So he's part of him. So then there's a Chayav Tashluma. The guy runs away. So we'll say, oh, now there's no Kimli Rabbin anymore. We can collect the Tashluma, let's see, from his estate, whatever, from his property. He says, about or not, he's Chayav Misa. He's Chayav Misa. We can't get him, but he's Chayav Misa. You see, you don't have to kill him b'poil. That's the Ramaz point. You don't have to kill him b'poil to have a din of kimel rabbinik. This has to be Chayav Misa. This guy, this roidif, was Chayav Misa b'sho when he was Mischayav Mama. So that's Chayav Misa's Mizidin. What in the world does that have to do with Chayav Misa Shogin? In Svar al-Khar, the Ramaz is 100% right. What's Pshat and Rashi? What does Rashi want? What is the dimin over here to Chayav Misa Shogin? This had nothing to do with Chayav Misa Shogin. This is a guy who b'shas maisa, b'shas chalois the chi of mammon, was Chayav Misa's mezidim. He was Chayav Misa. And a chi of Misa takes off a chi of mammon. What's Rashi's problem? But now he's not a raidif anymore. Fine, now he's not a raidif anymore. If he'll break Caleb now, he'll be Chayav. But b'shas maisa, when he broke the Caleb, he was a raidif. Then he was Chayav Misa. And a chi of Misa patas from a chi of mammon. So what's filter Rashi? What does Rashi want b'cha? What's the answer? I think the light of Rashi in Bava Metzia, Rashi Gevaldik, Rashi Mamish B'Shitosa. Rashi holds that Kimle B'Diravine is not a Ptur. If Kimle, at least Rashi L'Chadchila held, he's going into the assumption Kimle B'Diravine is not a Ptur. So when the guy goes into the Kimle B'Diravine is not a Ptur, it's Rami Chiyuvale. If Kimle B'Diravine would be a Ptur, then the Ramah would be 100% right. B'shas Maisa, when he broke the Chovis, he was Chayav Misa. So he's Potter. What do I care? Now he's not Chayav Misa anymore. It's too late now. B'shas, the breaking of the Chovis, he was Potter. Can't become Chayav now. But Rashi holds that Kimli D'Rabbani was never a Ptur. It's Rami Chayav Alei. When he broke the Chovis, even if it would be Kimli D'Rabbani, what do I care? He's Chayav Misa. Chayav Misa does not mean that you're not Chayav Mammon. It's Rami Chayav Alei. When he broke the Chovis, he had a Chayav Mammon. He talks with Lema Kirimina even. There's a tfisa, he didn't know them even. He has a chiyum. It's Rami chiyum. The guy could be typhus even. Elamai, there's a din of based in. that since Basedin are Mechayef and Misa, Basedin doesn't have Kayef to be Mechayef and Misa and Mammon. Basedin, since they have their obligation is to be Mechayef and Misa, they can't be Mechayef and Mammon. Says Rashi, okay, but now they're not, now Basedin doesn't have to be Mechayef and Misa anymore, because now he's no longer a Reitif. So Basedin are now exempt from their Chayef to be Mechayef. Basedin now off the hook, they don't have to worry about being, I don't know, Basedin have no din now to be Mechayef and Misa. If Basin have no din to be Mechayev and Misa, then Basin should have the Koyach now to be Mechayev and Mammon. It's not a new Chiyuv. He was Chayev all along. Just Ein Lanu Koyach. Since we have to be Mechayev and Misa, we can't be Mechayev and Misa and be Mechayev and Mammon. But now, when he, since today he's no longer right, if we don't have to be Mechayev and Misa anymore, let's go collect the Chiyuv Mammon, which has always existed all along. I think it's very beautiful. It's Ramesh, that's Shita Shah. And I understand also very compelling the Machlokes Rashi and the Ramah. The Ramah understands that Kim Ladraman is a Ptur. So Ramah says, when he was B'machteris, he was Potter for Mammon. Why do I get it today? He's not. B'machteris, he was a Roidif. He was Chayav Misa, so he was Potter for Mammon. When he broke the Chavis, he was Potter. What does it help? Now he's not Potter anymore. Now he's not breaking the Chavis. When he broke the Chavis, he was Potter. The Ramah understands that Kim Ladraman is a Ptur. But Rashi Lishitasi holds that Kim Levin Ravine is a din of based in. The Emes is Rami Chivu, he has the Chim. When he broke the Chavis, he was Chayef to pay for the Chavis. And the Baal Chavis could be Typhus the moment for the Chavis. Based in, since they have a din to be Manish and Misa, based in can't Manish and Mammon. All right, Kozman based in has a din to be Manish and Misa. That's true. But now today he's not a Roidif anymore. Based in no longer has a din to be Manish and Misa. Because your Roidif is only B'shas Maisi when you're a Roidif. So now based in should be Manish and Mammon. Now based in should have the Kayak to be Manish and Mammon. That's Rashi's Kashan. I think that's beautiful. Rashi's mamish bechada shitasa. Question is, somebody should ask the question. So, what's Rashi's teretz? What does Rashi answer? Rashi answers, but there's a din of chayim misa shagigim. What did Rashi see in chayim misa shagigim? You don't need the real chayim misa. But what is the gain? But the Maisa today, he's not even Chayiv Misa Shogigim either. Today, he's not Chayiv Misa at all. Today, he's not a Roidif. Like, if this is Tavon, Rashi's Kasha, today, he's not a Roidif, so let's go back to the Chiyuv Mammon. So even if it's Chayiv Misa Shogigim, but today, he's not Chayiv Misa Shogigim either. He's not Chayiv Misa at all. He's not a Roidif. So, Chayiv Misa Shogigim is here. Oh, there it says, Rashi said, you see from Chayiv Misa Shogigim, in the din of Chayiv Misa Shogigim was Neschadish. Chayiv Misa Shogigim is not a din of Beis Din. You can't say that Chayiv and Misa is shaking and Patis for a moment because Chayiv and Misa, because it's a din of based and that based and can't be managed time. But Chayiv and Misa is shaking, based and has no din to be managed in Misa at all. And yet Chayiv and Misa is shaking and Patis for a moment. It's a big horror. If it's a din and based, what's the pshat in Chayiv and Misa is shaking? Chayiv and Misa is shaking, by Chayiv and Misa is shaking, based and does not have any din to be managed in Misa b'chal. Right, obviously, I mean, he's not Chayiv Misa in based and. He's a shogig. So Basin has no din to be manish and miso. He did an act that could have been mechayiv and miso. So, but the nice said, as far as Basin is concerned, this guy we have no din to be manish and miso. So in chayiv and miso shogigim, says Rashi, it's nischadish that it's not just that we can't be that if we're being manish and mammon, we can't be manish. If we're being manish and miso, we can't be. If we have a din to be manish and miso, we can't be manish and mammon. Because then chayiv and miso shogigim makes no sense. In chayiv and miso shogigim, it's already nischadish uptur. Chayiv Misa Shogim says that he's Potter. Makorchach, Chayiv Misa Shogim, but he has to be a Din Ptur. Chayiv Misa Mezidim, by Malkus, for example, you only have Chayiv Misa Mezidim. We only have Mezidim, but there's no Chayiv Malkus Shogim. At least the way we pass in the Kaviyot. So see you later on. The Maisa, we pass in. The Ptur of Malkus a moment is only B'mezer, not B'shogig. That could be a Din of Basin. And Chayiv Misa also, if you only had the Din of Chayiv Misa Mezidim, so likewise, that would be a Din of Basin. But now that it's Nischadish, Tanur Vecheskiyot, that there's a din of Chayim and Misa Shogigim, Chayim and Misa Shogigim al Korchok is not a din of Basin. Chayim and Misa Shogigim al Korchok is a din of Ptur. Says Rashi, what's the din of Chayim and Misa Shogigim? So B'machteris, he B'shas Chalois, when he broke Caleb, when he broke the Chavis, he had a Ptur of Chayim and Misa Shogigim. I think that's the Havana in, it's a Chor Havana Rashi in Sanhedrin. Otherwise, it makes no sense Rashi in Sanhedrin. What does he want? So if he holds that he's not a Chayiv Misa Mezidim now that he's no longer a Roidif, then he's not a Chayiv Misa Shogigim either now that he's a Roidif. No, that's the Pshat in Rashi. Rashi in the Lechatchila thought, Chayiv Misa Mezidim, it's a din and based in. Ein lono koyach lo'in sheshtayim. Obviously, it wouldn't be a problem, but hold on. But so Rashi Lechatchila went in, like Rashi in Bava Metzia, that it's a din of based in ein lano kayo chayin shishtayim. But be'etzim is Rami Chiyula, he has a chiyum mammon. When he broke the chavas, there was a chiyum mammon. We can't do it because we're being manish in Misa. But now he's not a raitif anymore. We're no longer being manish in Misa. So what happened to the chiyum mammon? So Rashi answers, but no, there's a new parasha. Torah Mechezkiah, the chayim misa shaygim. And chayim misa shaygim is nischadish. And obviously, every chayim misa mezidim is like gor from chayim misa shaygim. And chayim misa shaygim is nischadish. That not only is it that there's a din p'tur. It's not just like malchus and mammon. There's a din p'tur that misa patas from mammon. That's even b'shoigin. We're basically has no responsibility to copy the misa. Misa patas from mammon. If misa already patas from mammon, there's a din p'tur. So Rashi, okay, so when he broke the chavas, he was p'tur. So what I can today, he's not chayiv misa anymore. But b'shas ma'isa, when he broke the chavas, he had a p'tur, chayiv misa shoigin. It's very nice to have on in Rashi in Sanhedrin. But if that's the case, so then what's going on above Mitzia? Esen of Torah filu balimoi. Right? Esen of Torah filu balimoi. What happened to Dinah? So if we only have a Dinah Chayim Misa Mizidim, I understand. He's still Rami Chayu Balei. It's only Ein Lenu Kayach Lein Sheishtayim. Beautiful. But what happened to Dinah Chayim Misa Shoigim? In Chayim Misa Shoigim, it's this Chayim Shadim Tur. So when he's balimoi, he not only does he have the Dinah Chayim Misa Mizidim, he also has the Dinah Chayim Misa Shoigim. Because every base is like going from a Shoigim. So when it was Bal Imai, besides being Chayim Mrs. Mezidim, which is a din of Basin, he also should have the Torah of Chayim Mrs. Shagim. He has a din of Chayim Mrs. Shagim, then how could he be Typhus? That's already a Torah. So what's going on in Rashi Bab Mitzia? Okay, this one I would leave the island with. That's the tension here between the two Rashis. On the one hand, the Rashi's Kashin in Sanhedrin is beautiful. The light of Rashi but Mitzia that's even based in B'emes Rama Chiyuvalei, Ein Lenu Kayach Lein Sheishtayim. Mamish Gevaldik. Now I understand. Now it's Be'or Chodesh. Like you said, everybody says the Ramaz Poshut. What's that in Rashi? The Rabban in Sanhedrin. Now I understand the whole Rashi. Rashi only said there is Rama Chiyuvalei. It's Hakachayev to pay for the Chavis. Just didn't based in Ein Lenu Kayach. No, today he's no longer a Raidif. So why can't we manage him for the Chavis? Beautiful. Two Rashi line up. But on the other hand, it says in Rashi, but what's Rashi's terror? It's Chayim Mishashaykim. Lemaisa, that's already didn't. That's the Pshat in Rashi. Chayim Mishashaykim was already a Ptur. And the Emes Mitzatzimai, I think it's Mukh. Chayim Mishashaykim, Lechayim Chayim Mishashaykim was a Ptur. It makes no sense to say that Chayim Mishashaykim was a Dinah Basin. How could it be a Dinah Basin? Chayim Mishashaykim was a Dinah Basin? The Dinah Chayim Mishashaykim Pathas a moment. It's a Dinah Basin. They know the Chayim Mishashaykim. What Mishashaykim? We're not being managed in Misa. He's not Peshaykim. A korach of chayim mishishoygim, as Rashi says, I think that's the Abban in Rashi. In chayim mishishoygim already is this chadish that there is a din p'tur. By the way, and Rav Chaim is gevaldik. Rav Chaim is beautiful. Rav Chaim only said that misul moment is a din b'beistin. I'm sorry, Rav Chaim only said that malchus moment is a din b'beistin. By malchus moment is no din shoygim. Misul moment, Rav Chaim says is a p'tur. That's where you have the din chayim mishishoygim. But in Tosus, but Rashi also everything's in the basin. Misu Mamas is in the basin. Malchus Mamas is in the basin. That's how Rashi understood Esenos Atarim Filu Balimai. That he taught us like Matkinmai as a Chiyuv Bidei Odom. Just based on the name of the Kohen Chayim Shishtai. What happened to Chayim? Let me show you. Okay, we'll leave it here. Mitzvah Shem to be continued.
Hey, Rashi, Melo. Oops.